An organization that's encouraging a boycott of L.L. Bean says it will end that campaign if the company removes Linda Bean from its board of directors. Bean is the heiress to the company's founder. She became a target of the group Grab Your Wallet following reports that she bankrolled a political action committee supporting President-elect Donald Trump. Steve Missler has our story.
Currently, Grab Your Wallet puts L.L. Bean among the dozens of companies that consumers should consider boycotting. But the threat is serious enough that Sean Gorman, the company's board chairman, posted a statement on the company's Facebook page. Gorman said L.L. Bean is disappointed and deeply troubled by the boycott. He also wrote that organizing a boycott against L.L. Bean because of the political interests of one board member is misguided because the company stays out of politics. Gorman then called on Grab Your Wallet to reverse its decision. But Shannon Coulter, a co-founder of the group, says that won't happen until L.L. Bean cuts ties with Linda Bean.
As fans of the L.L. Bean products, everybody's hoping that the company is really seriously evaluating whether or not Linda Bean's presence and contribution to the company are worth the damage she continues to inflict on L.L. Bean's brand and reputation.
Grab Your Wallet was formed in mid-October, shortly after a tape was released in which Trump bragged in vulgar terms about using his celebrity to kiss and grope women and to convince them to have sex with him. Coulter, a media marketing specialist based in San Francisco, says the group's purpose is to influence consumer spending habits, particularly those of women, to force retailers and other companies to end business relationships with Trump and his family.
It's really not about politics. It's about common decency and respect.
While L.L. Bean does not appear to have a business relationship with Trump or his family, Linda Bean is behind a political action committee that bought ads and other communications to support his candidacy. Bean is a member of the company's board of directors and the granddaughter of Leon Leonwood Bean. She's also a prolific conservative donor in Maine, giving thousands of dollars to political organizations and candidates, including Governor Paul LePage. Bean is under scrutiny by the Federal Elections Commission because she exceeded contribution limits to her pro-Trump PAC. Although she has already taken steps to get her PAC into compliance, news reports about the FEC rules put her and L.L. Bean on Grab Your Wallet's radar and in its crosshairs. The reaction on social media to the boycott is mixed. Responses to Gorman's post on the company Facebook page are largely supportive of the retailer. But respondents to Coulter's Twitter feed, which has helped elevate previous boycott efforts, seem more willing to shun L.L. Bean's products. Coulter says the company has cause to be concerned. After all, women, the boycott's target audience, are major influencers in retail spending patterns. And it's not just what they buy, but what they recommend or don't to others. Still, it's unclear if L.L. Bean will succumb to Grab Your Wallet's demands. The group has nearly 80 companies on its list, from Walmart to Kawasaki, and Miller Coors to the National Enquirer. Six companies have been taken off the boycott list, although in some instances, it's not clear if they bowed to the pressure or just stopped selling Trump products. L.L. Bean did not respond to calls or emails seeking further comment, nor did Linda Bean. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.